Brilliance Audio. A Woman in Time by Bobby Kahn. Performed by Shannon McManus. To my children, being your mother is the best. Thank you for being you. Author's note. Long before I read stories about Zeus or King Arthur, I heard about my great-grandfather, the moonshiner who worked with famous gangsters in Chicago during the Depression. My father recounted endless adventures and exchanges that painted a portrait of a man who died just before I was born, but whose choices helped shape the world I was born into, the world that played an outsized role in shaping me. When I decided to write the story of my upbringing in Appalachia and all the beauty and pain I've witnessed, I spent a lot of time thinking about my ancestors and what they passed down to me, for better or for worse. I thought I should write more about my great-grandfather and his exploits. I could research and construct a coherent narrative to unify the jumbled stories from childhood memories. But I soon realized that my great-grandmother's story is the one I should aspire to tell. Hers is a story not defined by prison terms, not marked by notches on a belt or pistol. Like many women before her and those who came after, her legacy persists in the children she bore and the life they shared, or did not. I can't gather her history now. That window closed before I could fathom its significance. And so, I tell another story. This story. To honor, explore, and give voice to generations of women whose lives have so often been confined to the margins. Prologue. The human life unfolds. A series of moments. Breaths uncounted. Bird songs flitting in memories lost to the waking mind. Days or decades pass, and we look back to discover a narrative, as if it was there all along. Joys, triumphs, losses, and sorrows, one following the other, each a story within a story. A girl is born, bound to the time and place that claim her. She loves and grieves, and weaves the future in her body, bringing into the world not just life, but history. And though her body passes, her life forms an endless thread aching for the elusive past, reaching into possibilities not yet born. Before Granny was the family matriarch, possessing all the power a woman could in her day, she was first a daughter and then a mother. Her love and suffering formed new bodies who carried her testimony inside them, living stories, breathing memory. Strength, failure, wisdom, and heartache flowed through her from women past to her daughters and granddaughters into the new era. Chapter 1. Summer, 1899. Bessie hummed one of Granny McKenzie's medicine songs as she picked clusters of elderberries at the edge of the hayfield. She was only 12 years old, but she knew the names of all the plants they could use, and she could find them quicker than any of the adults could. She gathered the fruit with care, eating her fill as she went. When the purple berry juice began to seep through her white cotton sack, she walked into the woods to look for the coneflowers that grew in her favorite spot, an open space with trees that welcomed her. She ran her fingers across the sharp pines of the flower cone, then carefully moved the palm of her hand against it to feel the light scratch. Bessie sat on a thick tree root that had grown up from the ground, exposed but strong, and played with the flower petals absentmindedly, still gentle, even though she knew they weren't medicine, thinking about the crisp January day earlier this year, when Granny brought her here to dig a root for Mama.
"Just a couple," Granny had said. "We take what we need, but no more."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?